Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 20, 1805. A loud noise from the north. Having made their way to the Great Falls of the Missouri, the captains begin planning a route for the portage around them. Clark is traveling up the river looking for a place they can end the portage. Captain Lewis is at the base camp at the bottom of the falls, attending to minor chores, and writes in his journal that he really hasn't much to do. He also notes that hunting buffalo on the open plains has become difficult as they run before the party can get a good shot at them. He continues,
"This morning we had but little to do, waiting the return of Captain Clark. I am apprehensive from his stay that the portage is longer than we had calculated on. I sent out 4 hunters this morning on the opposite side of the river to kill buffalo. The country being more broken on that side and cut with ravines, they can get within shot of the buffalo with more ease and certainty than on the other side of the river. My object is, if possible, while we have now but little to do, to lay in a large stock of dried meat at this end of the portage, to subsist the party while engaged in the transportation of our baggage to the end, that they may not be taken from this duty when once commenced, in order to search for the necessary subsistence. The Indian woman is quite free from pain and fever this morning, and appears to be in a fair way for recovery. She has been walking about and fishing. Captain Clark and the party returned late this evening, when he gave me the following relation of his route and the occurrences which had taken place with them since their departure. Captain Clark now furnished me with the field notes and the survey which he had made of the Missouri and its cataracts, cascades, etc., from the entrance of Portage Creek to the southeastwardly bend of the Missouri above White Bear Islands. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 20, 1805.
Captain Clark, in his journal entry for today, wrote that while he was on the plains above the falls, he and his party repeatedly heard a noise from a direction a little to the northwest, which he described as loud and resembling precisely the discharge of a piece of ordnance of 6 pounds at a distance of 5 or 6 miles. They heard the same noise several times over the next few days. The source of this noise was never determined and is still occasionally heard today. The field notes that Clark made of the portage route are very detailed and include bearings taken with his compass at every turn and direction. He tried to keep a grade that the carriages could travel, much the same as latter-day railroad surveyors would. The 17¼ miles and 46 poles that comprised the portage were difficult at best and included rocks, ravines, and the ever-bothersome prickly pear cactus. Tomorrow, getting started.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.